Well, hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Weekly Wisdom Lesson, based on the Weekly Wisdom tips that you received as my blog post or in an email. Maybe it was shared with you by a friend, or you're a member of our mailing list. And either way, I hope that you've been continuing to enjoy all of the Weekly Wisdom tips and the things that I believe are going to be inspiring and uplifting messages. This week, the message was based on a recent conversation that I had, and it led me to what I thought was an interesting chain of thoughts. And that is this notion of the elephant in the room. So there's a pretty good likelihood that you've heard that terminology, that heard people saying, boy, there's an elephant in the room. There was a time when saying that made no sense to people who had never heard it. Nowadays, it seems that everybody has. We all know that when somebody says there's an elephant in the room, it means that there's something that's being left unsaid or unresolved or not dealt with. And so that the individuals in the room are individually aware of whatever that something is, but neither of them is coming clean with it. Neither of them is bringing it up to the forefront. And so it remains big and damaging to the relationship, and yet continues to remain unspoken. And it's a great metaphor, a great image, a great concept for us to see that idea that undelivered communication is like an elephant in a room. It's got this presence to it that sort of sucks all the life, all the oxygen out of the room. And our relationships suffer whenever we have undelivered communication. And so that's the conventional use of the metaphor, an elephant in the room. Well, there's another use of the term elephant that we've been using a lot lately in our teachings, and it has to do with the idea of the elephant and the rider. These are concepts that were written in a book called Switch by Chip and Dan Heath about making change easier. And they give many examples of how important it is to recruit not only the conscious mind, but the subconscious mind in any change that you want to make. We know this. We're aware of this. If you're a smoker, you understand that just telling yourself that you don't want to smoke anymore isn't a very powerful thing to do, because that's speaking specifically to the conscious mind. You're not speaking to the subconscious, and therefore action doesn't take place. Willpower is a domain of the conscious mind, whereas imagination is the domain of the subconscious mind, and our imagination has to be on board. Our beliefs, our desires, our images of what we want have to be on board in order to make change easy. Now, sometimes willpower can win out, but I'm sure you know from experience that it's seldom. You can't wrestle yourself into a state of submission and force yourself to do what you know you need to do, although I'm sure you've tried. What you really need to do is to kind of feel your way into it, to experience a shift inside, so that whatever you'd been trying to do through willpower is now a lot easier because you've got the support of your subconscious mind. Well, the elephant is the subconscious mind. In this metaphor of the elephant and the rider is the conscious mind. Picture somebody riding an elephant, they're sitting atop the elephant. They may have a certain amount of control over where the elephant goes because they've trained the elephant, and their willpower might win out sometimes. But a stubborn elephant is still hard to move, and it's still a lot bigger than the rider. And that's true of your subconscious mind as well. It's much bigger than your conscious mind. So whenever willpower and imagination come into conflict, imagination always wins. Now again, maybe not always, but 99.99% of the time, imagination wins. So we want to recruit the power of your subconscious mind, which in our metaphor means you want to recruit the elephant into the act of change. You want to make sure that your subconscious mind is on board with whatever change you're proposing. If you want to quit smoking or lose weight or develop an exercise regime or start making your phone calls, each of these requires not only the will to structure your time and your efforts appropriately, but also your imagination, your subconscious mind, to experience the possibility of doing those things as a positive thing. I want to lose weight. I enjoy being lighter. I want to exercise. It feels good. And the more you can get your subconscious mind, your beliefs, your desires, your inner experience, to reflect what you want, the easier the process is. So going all the way back to the beginning of this, we said there's an elephant in the room. And the elephant that's in the room, even when you're alone in the room, is your own subconscious mind. Your own subconscious mind follows you wherever you go. and will not be ignored. In much the same way that that other elephant, the elephant between people and relationships, will not be ignored. Sure, we ignore it, but to our own detriment. And sure, we can ignore this elephant, the elephant of our subconscious mind, but to our own detriment. So my encouragement this week is for you to go back and look at the things you're trying to accomplish through willpower and see what your subconscious mind has to say about those things. In other words, what does it feel like? What's the internal experience that you have when you think about doing that thing, or when you actually set out to do that thing? You go to pick up the phone and invite people to a party. You attempt to go up to somebody in a supermarket or in Starbucks to talk to them about your direct selling business. What do you feel? Sure, you have willpower. Sure, you're going to force yourself to do it. Probably not very well, but you'll try. The question is, what do you feel? And if what you're feeling is a negative thing, that means that your subconscious mind has not yet gotten on board. In other words, your elephant is pulling at the rope. And so, you want to be looking at techniques and tools that will help your elephant to get on board. That's why hypnosis, contemplation, affirmation, meditation, all these other techniques are so powerful, because they're designed to communicate with your subconscious mind, to go deeper than you usually go when you're just having a conversation with yourself. The use of your own imagination to start imagining how wonderful it will feel when your goals are met, to start imagining how much fun it is to do the things it takes to get the job done. Now, at this point, you may be defying yourself by saying, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to like it. Now, what I'm suggesting is that you turn that around and say, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to like it. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to get my elephant on board by coaxing it gently. This is very much like the metaphor of the inner child and the inner adult that was very popular several years ago, where we talked about parenting your inner child. And we'd say that everyone has an inner child. You know, you were a kid once, and that kid is still living somewhere inside of you. And when you're trying to accomplish something or attempt to succeed at something in life, you have to take into account that there's a kid inside of you who may be afraid or may be resistant or may be stubborn or may be angry. And you've got to deal with that if you want to have a successful experience moving forward. Otherwise, you may wrestle yourself to where you want to go, but it's like dragging a kicking, screaming kid having a tantrum all the way to the supermarket. You may get to the supermarket, but you're not going to like it, and neither is that kid. And quite frankly, that's just bad parenting. So you don't want to be a bad parent. You want to be a good parent. You want to be a loving parent. You want to be a nurturing elephant owner, right? You want to take care of that part of yourself that isn't about structure and shoulds, but is about living in an appreciative way in the moment. And you want to take that into account. I used a quote in my blog that Werner Erhard said that being half-assed doesn't work no matter which cheek you have left. What he means by that is that there are two parts to this process. There is the conscious and then there's the subconscious part. And if you're only using the conscious to try to make changes in your life, you're being half-assed. You're only using one cheek. And quite frankly, if you're only doing what your elephant feels like doing, again, you're being half-assed. You're only using one cheek. It's really a marriage of the two. It's the ability to tame your elephant and train your elephant through love and consistency and support and reward and imagination that things really start to happen. And the good news is that once your elephant has been properly assuaged, properly appreciated, and properly trained and disciplined, you've got a partnership. I just thought of a third elephant metaphor. We're silly with elephant metaphors today. And this was the metaphor of the elephant and the rope. And I'm told, and I've even written this in my book, although I haven't researched it to see if it's actually true, but I'm told that elephants, when they're very young, are trained by attaching a rope to their leg, and the rope is attached to a stake in the ground. And the elephant then has about a 10-foot radius around that stake to walk, and the elephant will just stay very close to the stake that it's roped to, because a small elephant just doesn't have the power or the strength to pull that stake out of the ground. So it has no choice. But as the elephant grows, eventually it gets to a point where it's strong enough, if it so desires, to pull that stake right out of the ground and just walk away. But it doesn't do that, because it's been trained, because it's been prepared over time to expect that its domain is X number of feet away from the stake, and it just sort of starts to learn how to stay there. That's a nice elephant. Now, we don't want an elephant that's so tame, so trained, that it has no sense of its own personal desires or imagination, but you do want an elephant that's been moderated to a certain extent by training. You do want a subconscious mind that isn't running off on its own, doing whatever it wants to do, whenever it wants to do it, and you've got no control over it. Otherwise, you're going to be fat and lazy, sitting on the couch eating Cheetos all day long. But you do want an elephant that has enough respect to stick around long enough to hear what you want of it, and that'll happen when you combine discipline with love. So that elephant in the room, treat it right. Don't ignore it. Bring it into the conversation. Expect the very best from it through encouragement and affirmation in the same way you would your own inner child or an outer child. Love, respect, discipline, but communication as well. And if you pull all that together artfully and elegantly and lovingly, that will be using both cheeks. That will be whole-assed. And that's a great place to come from when you're trying to make profound and powerful changes in your life. Ride your elephant with dignity and love this week and move diligently in the direction of your dreams. For those of you who are members of our Mindful Selling and Leadership Program, this week we'll have a Hypnosis for Change call specifically geared toward speaking to your elephant. Realizing, of course, that that's what hypnosis is anyway, is speaking to your elephant. So for those of you who aren't members of Hypnosis for Change, of the Mindful Selling and Leadership Program, realize that one of the most powerful ways to produce results in your life is to have a way of speaking to your elephant, a language that it understands. And that's what hypnosis is. And that's why we do these calls. So if you're not a member of that program, I highly encourage you to go to my website, stevetaubin.com. You'll notice a big red button on the right side of pretty much any page that takes you to the sales page for the Hypnosis for Change calls, the Mindful Selling and Leadership Program, which again is extremely inexpensive and well worth your time, just for a few minutes a day to help you translate this knowledge that you're getting in your conscious mind to action that's driven by your subconscious mind. Have a wonderful week. Make a difference and have fun. This is Dr. Steve saying, take care and God bless.